Okay, here are some comments about this new selection of HTML projects, which I'm giving to Brian here so we can get going on these. First, look at the TXT files. I have all these loaded in a subdirectory called files 3, and what we did before I renamed to files 2. Okay, first, looking at the YouTube links for in here, there are 7 files that I'm talking about now. At the present time, 4 of these have established YouTube links. 1 is currently still in production, and 2 of them I'm not planning any YouTube links for them. Okay, look at file titles. These will be the titles to put at the top of the HTML page. Now, these should be the correct titles. If there's a difference between the title here and the title in the Microsoft Word file at the top of the page, then for the HTML page, use the title that is shown here. Okay, that's in file-titles.txt. Okay, file names, which now you're doing this in a modular fashion. So each set of files going in its own subdirectory, so these are actually subdirectory names that would be appropriate for naming those maybe 7 subdirectories. And I've given you the DOCX files. However, for most of these, I put the word Brian on the end. And that's so I'll know that this version that I'm giving you is the one I'm giving to Brian. However, at the bottom of the HTML page, when you make a link to the Word file, you should rename the file as follows. I have here a TXT file. It's called DOCX Revised File Names. Okay, so you can see here what I want the revised file names to be. And for one of these, Overview of the San Francisco Treaty, I'm not planning to make a new Word file available. Now, the reason I chose these names in many cases is because they correspond with what I have on the web now or something. And so in the future, if I change a web link or something, I'll be able to do that. And the last one, the areas conquered by U.S. military forces, and therefore under U.S. MG jurisdiction, and a subtitle with later new disposition by peace treaty. I was hoping you could, after you get that, you know, properly designed and everything, I was hoping you could go ahead and make the Microsoft Word file for that. Okay, so these are my comments on the TXT files.